राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना पियावन चार यमुना यमुना तीरावन चार यमुना के जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव कुंज जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज विचारी श्रोत्र सचरी सुमशला भय तृणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रीभोपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज विचारी श्रोत्र सचरी सुमशला वक्ति सिद्धांत सचरी ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कान विभूति फाउंडाचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगमय की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नितय गौर प्रमनंदे हरि हरि नितय गौर प्रमनंदे हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू समल बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू समल बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला प्रभुपाद। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूपकदामायं ददाति स्वपदाञ्जितम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहागणरघुनाथं वितन्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपादान् सहागणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकांत श्री राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांतृण गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 एवरीवन लाउडर हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्णा पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी ति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवा पाश्चात्य देश वंस मोर एवरीवन विद लव एंड डिवोशन एंड लाउडर हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे। बोलो शिष्य रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की, बोलो शिष्य न्यू द्वारका धाम की, शिष्य जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माता की, शिष्य गौर निताय की जय, पूरी गुरु परंपरा की जय, जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की। डियर डिवोटीज, ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, यंग एंड ओल्ड, बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू द हरे कृष्ण मंदिर हियर इन व्हाट्सएप एवेन्यू न्यू द्वारका धाम। डियर डिवोटीज, व्हाट एवर आई विल से बाय द मर्सी ऑफ माय गुरुदेव, प्लीज लिसन केयरफुली, एंड इफ यू हैव एनी डाउट देन इन द एंड यू कैन आस्क द क्वेश्चन एंड बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ गुरुदेव आई ट्राई टू आंसर यू। What is the greatest gift of this greatest ambassador of India to the Western world? Rather, you can say to the whole world. Srila Prabhupada has given us Krishna consciousness. Devotees, whole thing is consciousness. Try to remember this. You know, sometimes it is seen a person is a very rich man, he is a billionaire, beautiful wife, children. I met such person. Very, very rich man, and he has few cars, two sons, and a beautiful wife, big palatial house, in factory where 8,000 workers are working, another factory, 500 workers are working. But then, one day he mentioned to me, he said, Swamiji, I want to tell you something in confidence. I said, tell what is that? He said, I have suicidal tendency, I want to commit suicide. Why? Because he is not Krishna conscious. He has committed so many sinful activities in his life. And now his mind is bothering him so much that he doesn't want to live. He wants to commit suicide. So dear devotees, whole thing is consciousness, and the greatest ambassador of India, Srila Prabhupada, has given this Krishna consciousness, especially to the Western world and to the whole world. And if we become Krishna conscious, then we can feel the difference. We can see the difference ourselves. We will be totally different. Even we will make little advancement on this path of devotion. If we become little Krishna conscious, then we can see the difference. And keep in mind, it's very important we forget that all the problems are due to material conscious. I am not Krishna conscious. I am conscious of so many things of this material world, but I am not conscious of Krishna. And as soon as I will try to be conscious of Krishna, I will feel that difference immediately. And many people have feel, it's not that 1, 2, 3, 4, so many people, those who try to be Krishna conscious, they saw the difference. Our polluted mind, our conditioned mind thinks, whatever I am doing is wonderful. If someone is thinking, he's a butcher, he's killing the animals, he thinks it's a wonderful thing I am doing. But it's all on the mental plane. And sooner or later, he has to pay the big price of his bad karma, whatever karma he is performing. Long back I heard, about 20 years back, it happened here in the United States, and one of my god brother, he told me this. There is one place somewhere here, the place is that, what they do, they push the live cow in the boiling water to make her skin soft, you know, to make the shoes like that. And how he used to do this, man, a cow is standing near that big boiling pond and he will give the electric current to the cow, she will jump in the water and boil live. So what happened? Such a horrible thing this person was doing. One day what happened? He fell into that pond and he was boiled alive. We don't understand. Such a horrible karma is there. Due to karma, go to Narka. But our filthy, our dirty mind thinks, oh no, whatever I'm doing is right. This is actually nature of mind. Mind is conditioned, impure. And this impure mind, conditioned mind, thinks whatever he's doing, he's so much attached to the wrongdoing that he doesn't want to give up. He thinks if I give up this wrongdoing, I will suffer. But he doesn't understand, this foolish mind doesn't understand that this wrongdoing is the cause of his suffering. It doesn't, so much attached. Many times it is seen, I met one person, a matter I heard of him, that he was alcoholic. And he started vomiting blood. And then he was brought to the doctor. Doctor said, sir, he was a very rich man. Sir, if you want to live more, then 2 days onward you must give up drinking. For a few days he didn't drink. After a few days, he said to the nurse who was taking care of him, sir, I want a bottle of brandy. She said, sir, you don't want to live, you want to die? I said, I want a bottle of brandy. See, it's so much attached to this alcohol, drinking wine and brandy and all kind of nonsense. She said, I cannot do this. I will bring the doctor. You speak to the doctor. Big doctor came and he said, sir, you don't want to live. Your lungs are burnt with this alcohol. Please. No, you see, I want. He was a rich man. He got a bottle of brandy. And then he left his body. He died. See, so much attachment, even at the point of dying, a person cannot give up his bad habit. This is the nature of this mind. So the gift of our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, is if we become Krishna conscious, then gradually we will be able to give up the bad habits. So many bad habits we have. Not 1, 2, 3, 4. So many. But if we become Krishna conscious, then we will be able to control this mind. Otherwise, we are all under the control of this mind. In the Bhagavad Gita, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who is the all merciful personality of Godhead, and he has given this beautiful book to the people of the whole world. Actually, he has given to the whole world, but then it was only up to India. Then greatest ambassador of India, I brought this book to the people of the whole world, and people are studying this book and they are seeing the difference. Their lives are getting changed and they are becoming Krishna conscious. So in this book, in the chapter 18, verse 66, Lord Sri Krishna is recommending us something. What is his recommendation? He is saying here, Sarvadharman paritajye mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami maashucha. Please repeat after me. Sarvadharman, all varieties of religion, paritajya, abandoning, mam, unto me, ekam, only, sharanam, for surrender, braja, go. Aham, I. Tvam, you. Sarva, all. papebhya from sinful reaction. Mokshishyami will deliver. Ma, do not. Shuchaha, worry. Translation, please repeat. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Dear devotees, can somebody reduce this echoing? This mic sound. Somebody may reduce little sound. So, what Krishna is saying here? Lord Sri Krishna is asking us to surrender unto him. And this is very, very important. Why to surrender? Why he is asking? Devotees, keep one thing in mind. First thing is, in our impure conditioned state, we don't know what is right for us and what is wrong for us. We don't know. I may take right as wrong and wrong as right because I'm a conditioned soul. Just like a little boy, maybe start playing with a razor. He doesn't know that. But parents tell him, no, my dear boy, don't play with this. You can cut your finger. So in a, like child, a boy, because of his childish nature, he is in ignorance. He doesn't understand what is right for him, what is wrong for him. But parents understand. Same way, we are impure, we are at conditioned state, and we don't know what is right for us and what is wrong for us, what we should do and what we should not do. No, Lord, who's our father, mother and everything. Lord Sri Krishna is actually our real father. He is our mother. He is our everything. He is recommending us that you surrender unto me. Then I shall take care of you, definitely. I shall... It's echoing, echo. Lord is saying that I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Devotees, in another very important point here, by the mercy of Gurudev, to understand that in a conditioned state, we go on committing sinful activities. We will go on committing sinful actions. And as you know, every action has equal and opposite reaction. And when we are at conditioned state, we are prone to commit sinful action. And it will have a bad reaction, sinful reaction, not good reaction. So Lord's recommendation here is very, very appropriate that, oh my Lord, I was away from you for a very long time. And I don't know how many bodies I have changed. And how many times I was born, how many times I died. My Lord, now you feel, please, merciful unto me. I have surrendered myself unto your lotus feet. Please, protect me. And actually it is mentioned, Lord says, anyone who comes to my shelter, I immediately take care of him. One thing here also very, very important to understand is that we are all individuals. And every individual has his individuality. Every individual has his individuality. And we are free in our action. For example, in the earth, so many people were there. Many decided to leave. Many decided to stay. We are free. We are independent in our action. So, unless or until we will make up our mind by the mercy of pure devotee Gurudev Srila Prabhupada and our predecessor Acharyas, that I must come to the lotus feet of Krishna. I must try to surrender. Then I will, you know, suffer in this material world. Because I will act on a mental plane. I won't understand this is right for me. I won't understand this is wrong for me. I don't know I should do this. I don't know I should do that. I won't be able to decide. But when I will leave everything up to Krishna, then He will take care of us. Very nice example is given by Srila Prabhupada that a little newly born baby, a baby cannot do anything. Totally dependent upon his mother. Now, mother, even she may be cooking in the kitchen, but she is thinking of her baby. Mother, she is doing something else in the house, but she is thinking of the baby. Because baby is totally dependent upon the mother. Now, when baby grows older, that is compared with that we develop false ego due to our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, lust, anger, greed, you know, then false ego, kama, krodh, moha, attachment, greed, and then ego, ahankar. And these things pollute us, they pollute our consciousness, and we act totally, you know, indifferently. But when this growing up, this baby is compared with this, you know, now baby is grown to boy, can take, that is compared with the ego. Ego starts from lust. Then mother is less worried. But the recommendation is that we become that like that little baby. We dependent upon, because we don't know. Many times when a baby has become boy now, and he's independent, many times he hurts himself, break his bone, break his head, many times. So many problems. As long as a baby is under the care of mother, mother takes care. And you know, we are talking about India. Ancient days, you know, there were no diapers or no anything. Mother, a baby will pass urine at night. You know what mother will do? She will put the baby in a dry place and she will sleep herself in the wet place. She is taking so much care, utmost care of her baby. So we have to become like baby and surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And there is a process which is recommended by Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Sri Krishna is saying, He is not saying to come directly to me. Elsewhere in the Gita is saying, Sarva dharman paritajye. Excuse me. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya. Upadakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatva darshanam. You go to the spiritual master. This is the recommendation of Krishna. Go to the Gurudev. And recommendation is pranipatena. You serve him with all humility at your command. Serve him. And then, if you have any doubt, with all humility, you can ask him the question also. Krishna is recommending this. There is a process. You see our, you know, this parampara, these pictures, our Gurudev, whose Gurudev, whose Gurudev. Our original Guru is Krishna. Actually, Krishna is the source of all knowledge. Everything is coming from Krishna. But there is a way and means to approach Krishna. And this process, which is given to us by our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, is coming since time immemorial. It's very, very old process. Oldest process. Old is gold, and gold is never old. Prabhupada has given this very, very ancient process. And he has presented this process as it is, without any change. That is also another very, very important point to note. So many others are also there. But they, you know, what you call, give their own interpretation into the words of Krishna, which is not proper for them. Nobody has any right to change the word of Krishna, because Krishna is the all-perfect personality of Godhead. In the Isha Upanishad it is mentioned that Om Purnamadha Purnadmedam Puranat Puranam Udachyate Puranasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. God is perfect. God is complete. God is perfect, and if we want to become perfect, then we have to follow the perfect God. Whatever is coming from Him is also perfect. Whatever is emanating from Him is also perfect. Devotees, brothers and sisters, keep in mind, we have to head towards perfection. We have that ability that we can become perfect, provided we behave ourselves, we try to understand the things as they are, make up our mind, then gradually we will understand the things as they are. So, Krishna's this recommendation that I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Because in the conditioned state we are committing so many sinful actions, and it has all sinful reactions, and only Krishna can protect us from all sinful reactions. Dear devotees, there are so many stories in Bhagavatam, in other Vedic literature, that many, many sinful people became purified. There is one story of Ajamil in the 6th canto of Bhagavatam. In the 5th canto of Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Maharaj is telling Parikshit Maharaj about the different kinds of hells. He has described 28 different kinds of hells. You know, it's not that only one hell for everyone, no. Suppose somebody has committed adultery, he will put into this hell. Somebody has, you know, stole something, he will put into this hell. Somebody has murdered someone, he will put into this hell. Somebody has killed so many animals, he will put into this hell. Someone is going with someone's wife, he will put to this hell. He will give this kind of punishment. Like that, 28 different kinds of hells. When Parikshit Maharaj, who was a pure devotee, a pure born, when he heard of different kinds of hell, he was horrified. Then he said that, he asked this question to Sukadeva Maharaj, that my dear great sage Sukadeva Goswami, what is the atonement? How one can atone his sins before he leaves his body? So then he tells him the story in the 6th canto. Srila Sukadeva Maharaj tells the story to Parikshit Maharaj of Ajamil. Who was Ajamil? Ajamil was a Brahman boy, and he was not a devotee, but learned in Vedas and Puranas. To be a devotee is different. To be a learned scholar is different. And he was very high class Brahman, everything was there. And one day he was going to the forest to get different paraphernalia for performing the fire yajna, fire sacrifice. So on the way he saw one prostitute and one low class man, Shudra. So when he saw how they were behaving, you know, so his mind was attracted towards that prostitute. He tried to take his mind off prostitute, he couldn't do that. Prabhupada explained why he couldn't do, because he was not a devotee. He was a learned scholar, and actually seed of sinful action can be removed only by devotion. Not by jnana, knowledge, or charity, or austerity. One may be able to burn the reaction of sinful actions, but the seed of sinful action will stay. That can only be burned by the mercy of Mother Bhakti. And he didn't have that bhakti. So what happened? Though he had a beautiful wife, Ajamil, he brought this prostitute, kept her as a maid servant in the house, and started having association with her. Now, his own wife came to know she was very chaste lady, and she left. So my husband, she went to the house of her parents. Now what happened? In the association of this degraded woman, this prostitute, this Ajamil became very, very sinful. He was a Brahmin, but very sinful. He was killing the animals, drinking wine, stealing, all kind of dirty things he was doing. Now, he has grown quite old, very close to death, but still he was producing children from that prostitute. And his youngest child was very literally maybe 2-3 years old. And the Yamdutas. Yamdutas are the, soldiers are, cop of the superintendent of death. They punish the sinfuls. 3 Yamdutas came to take his soul. When he saw their horrible bodies, this Ajamil was horrified. He became so fearful. Actually, to seeing the Yamdutas, very, very fearful. There is one song. In that song, it is pray to the Lord. Jab kanth pranayaye, koi rog na sataye, yam darsa na dikhaye, jab pran tan se nikale. Govinda naam lekar mere pran tan se nikale. Prayers that when my end of my life comes, I should utter the name of Govinda. And when my life here, you know, my soul comes here in the throat, so the Yamdutas, they should not show me their ugly face. But to seeing them, one gets horrified. So fearful, their faces are very fearful. So the prayers are made like that. So when this Yamdutas came to take the soul from the gross body of Ajamil, he was horrified by seeing them. And in that situation, he called his little son, and his name was Narayan. He said, Narayan, because the little son was very dear to him inside. When he called Narayan, simply by uttering the name of Narayan, Narayan is another name of Krishna. Krishna has so many different forms. By uttering that name, what happened? His all the sin, the reaction of all the sins were washed. And he became free. This is the power. Why? He uttered that name of Narayan in very helpless situation. That situation was very helpless for him. And his only concentration was there. And then what happened? Immediately, the followers of Lord Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu, they came. Vishnu Dutas, one whose soul is taken to the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha Loka, his soul is taken, means by Vishnu Dut. And one whose soul is taken to the hellish planet, to the Yamaloka, taken by the Yamadutas. So very good looking, beautiful looking, 4 hands, this Vishnu Dutas came. They stopped the Yamadutas. Why are you taking his soul? Leave him. They said, who you are? There's a big conversation going on between Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas. So Vishnu Dutas, far but Vishnu Dutas, they are more powerful. Then Yamadutas went and told their Lord Yamraj that this happened. You have sent us to get the soul of Ajamil, but this has happened. So then Yamraj analyzed the whole situation. Then he instructed this Yamdutas, anyone who utters the name of Krishna, Narayan, at the time of his death, he is free from all the reaction of sinful action. So don't go to that person. Anyone who is a devotee, who has a tilak, who has a kanthi, who is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Never go to them. So since then, Yamaraj has forbid his followers to go to the devotees. So this is the atonement which is recommended by Srila Sukadev Goswami Maharaj in the 6th canto of Bhagavatam, that one should chant Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is the best atonement. So we should take this process of chanting all the time. In one song, our great Charya Thakur Bhakti Murad Maharaj is saying, Grihe thako banne thako sada hari bole thako. Sukhe dukhe bhulo nako sada hari naam karvore. Doesn't matter you are staying at home or you are staying in the forest. You are happy or you are unhappy. In all circumstances you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Everyone louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So this is the recommendation of a pure devotee, Thakur Bhakti Vinod. In all circumstances, one should chant Hare Krishna. Best remedy for, you know, our so many problems is this holy name. And this is the best atonement. Best atonement. You know, the seeds of sinful activities, it's very difficult to burn. There is it's explained by Srila Prabhupada, the bamboo forest. There's a big bamboo forest, and bamboo leaves fall down on the ground, and sometimes there is, you know, wind, and bamboo, they rub each other, fire is produced, and the whole bamboo forest burnt into ashes. No more bamboo there. Now, what happened? After 6 months or 1 year, you see again bamboo comes out. Because seed is still there in the ground. Jnana, knowledge, or meditation, dhyana, or performing of austerity, or any other process, cannot burn the seed of sinful action. It can only be burned by devotion, by bhakti. If we take to this bhakti, bhakti means service, service means bhakti to Sri Krishna. If we take to this bhakti yoga, then we can burn the seed of all, you know, sinful action. And sinful actions are there in us, you know. Some had fructified, some are in the seed form, you know. They are described in the nectar of devotion. So, because of the sinful actions, we are puzzled, we are buried, we have so many problems, our mind is not working. The mind is, you know, very fickle. Why? Because of the sinful action. Sometimes, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes we have seen people from good family life, their good family background, they are materially everything, but they commit suicides. As you know, so many people commit suicides in this country also. It's happening all over the world. Why? Because their reaction of their sinful action is so strong that they cannot take to that. They want to give up their body. But by giving up their body, they put themselves in more in trouble. It's not that their trouble is gone. No. They put more in trouble. They're more in difficulties. So if we want to get out of this difficulty, before it gets very late, it's already very late, but better late than never, we take to this process of bhakti yoga, devotion, service to Sri Krishna. And Krishna has appeared before us in the form of Archa Vigraha. This is also incarnation of Krishna. Sometimes someone can say, how a stone can accept this service? No. This is not stone. Krishna himself standing there. How is that? Example is given by Srila Prabhupada. You have to mail your letter. And mailbox is very far. You cannot go there. So for your convenience, a government, a postal department has put a mailbox close to your house. And you have to put your letter into that which is authorized by the postal authority of U.S. And if there is any other box, if you put your letter in that, no, it won't go to the destination. The box, that post box is not a post office, but it is authorized by the post office. If you put your letter in that, it will reach the destination. Same way this Archavigraha is authorized by Krishna. It's in the scripture. If you're serving Krishna in this deity form, in the murti form, then Krishna, you're serving Krishna directly. By serving the Krishna's deity, Radharani's deity, then you purify. Purification will take place. You will head towards purity. When you will be purified, then the wall between you and Krishna will be removed. The wall of impurity is there between us and Krishna. And this, our only concentration should be that pray to Gurudev, pray to all the predecessor acharyas, Gaunita, Panchatat, how the ball of this, you know, impurity. And actually, as I mentioned last Sunday also, this impurity starts from lust. Lust for man, lust for woman. Yeah, from kaam, there is a krodh, anger. Then lobh, greed. Then moh, kaam, krodh, moh. Moh first, attachment first, then greed, lobh. Then ahankar. Our one acharya Srila Narottam Thakur is describing in one song, he's saying, ahankare mat hoya. Anyone who is egoistic, doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she, he's a madman. Because a egoist person cannot think properly. One who is transcendentally situated, one who is very, very humble. And this humility can only come by the mercy of Gurudev, Acharyas, and Radha Krishna. This humility cannot come like that. It cannot be artificial. It can come by their mercy. Lord Krishna, who is, you know, what do you call, ocean of wonderful qualities. And he is very, very humble. Lord is very, very humble. Lord is very, very tolerant. See, so many nonsense things we are doing, still he is tolerating us. About his humility, when Yudhishthira Maharaj performed one yajna, one sacrifice called Raisu Yajna, everybody was given the job, you do this, you do that. Bhimsen was given the kitchen department, you take care of kitchen department. Arjun was given something as Nakul Sayadib. So then Lord Sri Krishna approaches brother Yudhishthira Maharaj in relation. He is brother of Krishna, but he is elder. He said, my dear Yudhishthira Maharaj, my dear brother, you gave job to everyone, but you didn't give anything me to do. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he smiled and he said, your duty is to bless everyone. You give your blessings. Lord said, no, I will select my duty myself. Yudhishthira Maharaj kept quiet. So what duty, my Lord, Sri Krishna, the Lord of all of us, the Lord of the universe, the Lord of every living being selected the duty for him, job for him. He said, these saints and sages and Brahmins will come to participate in this very big sacrifice. I will greet them. I will wash their feet when they will eat the foodstuff, I will take their dirty plates. This job was accepted by Krishna. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. See how humble he is. He is the ocean of all wonderful qualities. And I have lost my all the qualities. Because I am in contact with Krishna's inferior energy. This material world, which is full of all bad things. Nothing is good in this material world. Everything is bad. So I have developed so many bad qualities. So many, not one, two, but so many. Lust, anger, attachment, greed, then this ahankar, this ego, envy, so many, not one. So this has driven me crazy. I don't know what to do, what not to do. But with this process of devotional service, if I will come to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Rukmani Dwarkadhish, Sri Krishna, with the process, he's described everything, then gradually I will make progress. I will be able to free myself from lust. Then no anger. Then no attachment. I won't be greedy. And I will, this ego is a heavy load on our head. There's a very nice song. It's mentioned in that song. Papa Gathariya Sarparala De Raha Bhatakta Roj. Carrying a heavy load of sins on your head. Prema Sahit Radha Madhav Ki Kiya Na Kuch Vi Khoj. You didn't try to find out with love and devotion Radha and Madhav. Jhutha Karta Raha Tamasha. You were doing some false, you know what you call, magic show. You're just tamasha. Magic, what is the magic show? It's all false. Nothing is, no truth there to fool people. You're doing some magic show. So this material world, whatever we are doing, is a magic show. It's a waste of time. Jhutha tamasha. So best, good, better, best thing is for us that we come to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Come to the lotus feet of Gurudev, predecessor Acharyas, six Goswamis, Gaunitai, Panchatattva, and pray for their mercy and take to this process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness process is wonderful. But one thing, one has to keep time factor in mind. I was mentioning one day in morning class, by the mercy of Gurudev, I found one book. This book is that Bhakti Kram Vikas Ki Badhaen, the obstacles on the path of devotion. Kram. Kram is gradually you can say Bhakti Kram Vikas Ki Badhaen. So in this book, very nicely it is described. And one thing it's mentioned in this book, that on every moment one should think of his defects. One should think of his faults. Pratikshan apne doshon ka chintan karna hi apne ko parishuddh karna hai. On every step one should think of his, you know, defects. I have this defect, I have this, that defect. If I will think, then only I will be able to get rid of those bad qualities, bad habits. But you know this conditioned state, I mentioned other day also, conditioned state is such that though I am full of defects, but I don't want to think of my defects. I think, no, I am perfect, I know everything. I need not to, you know, think of my defect. This is another, you know, conditioned state of jiva. This is a conditioned state. A jiva doesn't want to think. But our predecessor acharyas, even Lord Sri Krishna, in the, you know, chapter 13, verse 8 to 12, Lord is thinking, Lord is actually advising us, Amanitvam, Dhambitvam, Hinsa, Shanti, Rajyavam, Acharya, Upasanam, Shaucham, Sthiryam, Atmavinigraha, Indriyatheshu, Vairagya, Mana, Ahankar, Evacha, Janma, Mrityu, Jaravyadhi, Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam, Asaktirina Vishwasanga Putradara Grihadishu Nityam Cha Samachittitvam Ishta Nishtopapatishu Mai Chananya Yogena Bhakti Rabhyavicharani Vivittadesha Sevitvam Ratir Jan Samsidhi Adhyatam Jnanam Nityatmam Tatpa Jnanartha Darshanam Etaj Jnanam Iti Proktam Ajnanam Yattu Annitha. Translation: Lord is saying this to us. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with the children, wife, home and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. These are the words of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. She is telling us, we become humble, we become free from, you know, proud, we should not be very proud of anything. We should be non-violent, we should not commit any violence to anyone, tolerant, simple, we should have a bona fide, like that. So, we have to think of our defects on every moment, on every step. Then only we will be able to get rid of them. Then we will be able to, you know, approach to Sri Krishna. And one thing, we can approach Krishna if we are impure, if we are, if my consciousness is impure. If I am material conscious, if I am conscious of so many things of this material world, then I can approach Krishna. And only Krishna can purify me. Krishna can only purify me because he is all pure. He is all pure personality of God. So he can purify me, and I need that purification. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion, knowledge of the Supreme Brahma, knowledge of the Super Soul, knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjun should give up all the processes. All the processes should give up. Give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. For the Lord personally promises to protect him. Lord personally promising. And we should have faith in the Lord. Something here to discuss and understand. You know, we have no faith in Krishna. My faith is in my mind. But we see our mind. We have seen our mind. My mind will say something. Oh, go after this girl, you know. And I followed my mind. I went after that girl. And that girl, when I came close to her, she opened up her shoe and hit me on my head. Now my mind is saying, why you did this? You should not have done. This is the business of mind. The mind is rascally, you know. It's very dirty, very filthy. So, to control this mind, one need to serve Krishna. Only by the mercy of Krishna, one will become humble. One will develop all good qualities. Devotee, automatically, the good qualities comes in devotee, and then he gradually become qualified to come close to Krishna and meet Krishna face to face, talk to him. And Krishna is promising, you come to me, then I shall, no, I should have faith in Krishna, not in my mind. I have seen my mind every day. My mind says, do this. I do that. Next moment, mind says, why you did that? This is the mind. Bhogatyag, to accept something and to reject something. So try to understand this rascal mind. In the 7th chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. That is also there. Thus one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. Simple by surrendering, one is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitantly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities with faith and love. One should surrender unto him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyatati vishwaso gopatartve varanam tatha atma nikshepa karpanye shadvida sharanagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but if by executing his duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are vain. One has to come to the point of Krishna consciousness. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness, we were talking of Krishna consciousness, should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. Very important. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination. This bhakti mata is so great. Simple by taking to this process of bhakti yoga, one free himself at once, becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one surrenders unto Krishna, doesn't have to execute so many methods. That simply surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. Very important. We have to free ourselves from sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahma vision. Some of them are attracted by the super soul feature, etc. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. The essence of whole Bhagavad Gita is that we surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Karma yogi, empiric philosophers, mystics and devotees are all called transcendentalists, but one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, ma shucha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. Krishna is uttering these words. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna, but such worry is useless. So we should not worry for anything. We should simply surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, everything will be taken care of. We have to try this. And take to this chanting process Please chant all the time while driving. Mothers, when they cook home, they should chant. All the circumstances, keep on chanting. There is a famous saying in Hindi, that it's in Punjabi, that hath kar wal, dil yaar wal. Means, with the hand you do the work, but in your heart, you should think of Krishna, you know. You should think of, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pastime, or at least chant his name and pray for his mercy. And he's sitting right in your heart. He's sitting right in our heart, and he wants to help us beyond any doubt. So thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mata ki. Shri Rukmani Dwarka Adhish ki. All glories to Sambhali bodies. All glories to Sambhali bodies. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Jivayan Kali Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Hare Krishna. Any question anybody has? Any comments? Any question? Please feel free to ask.
Babuji,
yes, Mataji.
How do you recommend that we can keep Krishna in our minds 24 hours a day when we are so involved in so many duties that those of us in this class of life must fulfill for the rest of this life? We have, you know, school and work and all these things. What are some recommendations for those of us who are very busy in our material activities?
No, like material activities, I didn't follow. What kind of material activities? What kind of material activities?
In my case, I will be going to school. I'll be going to college.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be studying so many things, you know, world history and all these things, you know.
But you think there's a need to study those things? Actually, you know, if you want to become Krishna conscious, then you have to study only about Krishna, nothing else, you know. When Prahlad Maharaj was sent to school, and he was not interested in studying anything. He said, I am not interested in this, because he was a son of a demon. He said, I just want to be a devotee. I am not interested in anything. And he studied only devotional service, bhakti. So actually, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, it's difficult actually. You know, when you go to college, study history, this, that, atmosphere is not good. It forces you to think of something. Nonsense, something bad. And if you want to be Krishna conscious, then the recommendation is that we study about Krishna, we become Krishna conscious, do everything for Krishna. Actually, the recommendation of greatest devotee Prahlad Maharaj is that one should take to this process of Krishna consciousness from the age of 5. Then one can complete by the end of his life. Kaumar acharte pragyo dharman bhagavatanhi durlabha manushya janam. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, this human body, though it's temporary, but it's very rare to attain this body. Durlabh. So, though it's temporary, but it's very rare. Why? Because through this body, you can approach the supreme destination. Through this body, you can return back home, back to Godhead. So, from the age of 5, one take to this process and become Krishna conscious. One should not waste a moment of his life. One should utilize all of his time in becoming Krishna conscious. That is the foundation. You are a sincere soul, but think over, you know, if you want to return back home, then you have to take to this process. If you are very anxious studying, then study about Krishna. So many things, so many books. Read them, study them.
That where they work very hard and they lose their
They lose what?
Because they have chosen not to have any study of anything outside of Krishna consciousness. And for me, it's a big question because I want to be able to utilize my capabilities so that I'm not struggling so hard. And yet, you know, we need realistic answers for the millions and millions of people who are interested in Krishna consciousness but cannot.
One thing. I forget your name.
Stephanie.
That, you know, if something is applicable to me, not necessarily that will be applicable to him also. Different individuals, you know. Some are taking job, not necessarily that I will also take job. Everything is not applicable to everyone. Every individual has his individuality. It depends upon individual how sincere he is in performing devotional service. Sometimes in the scripture it is seen, there was one devotee, he said that I am not going to do anything. And Krishna has to come and to do everything for him. Because he was totally dependent. Krishna has to do. Even that was also stage of certain devotees. But it depends upon individual how much surrender he is. See, you take the example of Prabhupada. Have you seen Prabhupada? No. Yeah. Have you seen here? He came to Los Angeles here? No. Came in counter later on. So Srila Prabhupada was totally surrendered. He came with $7 from India, no friends, no money, 70-year age. $7, 70 years. But see how much Krishna gave him. It depends upon individual. It's not that I am nonsense, then you will also become nonsense. No. It's upon one's, how seriously one takes to this process, Krishna consciousness. And if we take seriously, then Krishna will protect. We don't have to go and take some material jobs and work very hard. Something is lacking on their part, not in the process. Process is very authentic, very, very wonderful. Something is lacking on the part of an individual. See, the vivid example is of Prabhupada. On what basis he came? It's not that about 300 years back, just recently. Prabhupada, he gave me opportunity to personally see him, stay with him. And he has given me also so many realizations. So many realizations. I was also thinking like you. By his mercy, we started one center. I was thinking how we will do the things, how the temple will be maintained, we don't have any income. That was the weakness of my mind. Now, we have about 30 devotees, sometimes they increase, sometimes they go for preaching here and there, different centers. Prabhupada is taking care of them. Even sometimes hundreds of guests comes. We don't charge from them anything. They come and take prasadam, go very happily. They go with the message of Krishna conscious, tell others, other comes. They have to get inspiration. So this is the experience Prabhupada has given me. The gentleman sitting next to you, see there? He visited our place. And he was amazed. He couldn't believe. He's from California. He came and he saw personally. So point I'm making is, I was also thinking the same way, how the things will go on. But by Prabhupada's mercy, things can go on if we try to be even little dependent upon a pure devotee, he will take care. We will feel the difference. You understand, Stephanie? So I wish you that you become very good Krishna conscious devotee and help others. Actually, Krishna wants, as I read this verse, total surrender. Krishna wants that we should fully surrender unto his lotus feet and he will protect us. Yes, Mataji?
So
actually, as I said, you know, it depends person to person. The Prabhupada asked him, go to school, like one boy came to Prabhupada. He asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to get married. Prabhupada said, go ahead. So then devotee said, Prabhupada, why you let him do that? Because it's nonsense. Prabhupada said, even I could have said no, anyway he was going to get married. So I said, just go and do that. So it depends, it's not same for everyone. It's not same for everyone. Prabhupada must have told scientists go to school, but it's not for everyone. Every individual is different. You know, it depends time, place and circumstances. You know, one medicine is not, there are, you know, if somebody has stomach ache, somebody has headache, it's not the same, different medicines are given. Not the same medicine for everyone. Say again? Yeah, it depends upon individual, because preaching to the scientist is also required. Like, in her case, she is feeling different, she is thinking differently that, oh, I will stay Krishna conscious, because this is her desire. That in that atmosphere, how she will be able to remember Krishna? It's a different situation. That case, different situation. Shri Rukmani Dwarka Dheshaki Shri Jagannath Balev Subhadra Mata ki Shri Gaunitai ki. So thanks again everyone, and all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. आप बहुत देर से आए.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta